some. The last time we spoke, we were talking about the Yidden that were living in Bavel, went into Golis, and they were living in Bavel. And we mentioned that at that time, the one who was saying the Nevuah, the Ikar Nevuahs that we have at that time, came from Yecheskel HaNavi. The Melech was Nebuchadnezzar. And we also mentioned that Daniel and Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, they became the Yoyatzim to the Melech. They appreciated the fact, the great wisdom that they had, and they became the Yoyatzim to Nebuchadnezzar. And they had tremendous influence. Male, they had Gwaldiga Kayach in the country, and they set up yeshivas in the country. And this is tremendous chesed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for us, that the Melo, after the Golis, when the Eden came into Bavel, they found they already settled yeshivas, and that's the reason why we find Limud HaTorah found in Bavel for the next thousand, for approximately another 1,000 years. We also mentioned that was in the time Hananiah, Mishael v'Azariah, we know that they were thrown into the Kivshan HaEsh, say Pohola v'Yidazorosh and Nebuchadnezzar. And that's the way Klal Yisrael, they made peace with the fact that they were in Bavel, that their job now was to survive in Bavel and to wait until the Zman of the Geula, the Zman that they'll be able to go back and to build the Beis HaMikdash. We know that after 26 years, Nebuchadnezzar died, and in his place, the Melech was Avil Mereidach. Avil Mereidach, what he did was he took out of the jail, out of the Tfisa, Yehoyachan. He took him out of jail, and he was the Melech Yehuda, the last Melech Yehuda, and his son was Shaltiel, and his son was Zerubbabel, which we're going to talk about soon. After Avil Mereidach, the Melech was Belshazzar, and we all know the Maisa that's brought down in Sefer Daniel, that Belshazzar was the one that used the clay HaMikdash. And the reason that he used the clay HaMikdash was because he was somehow convinced that that the Nevuah that Klal Yisrael had, that after 70 years they're going to go back and they're going to build the Beis HaMikdash, according to his cheshbon, the 70 years was already, and obviously they weren't going back to build the Beis HaMikdash. So he thought that that the pshat is that Ribbono Shel Olam Chalila forgot about us and didn't want us anymore. And as we mentioned last time, that you see in the Nevuahs of Yecheskel, that this was always a machshava that Rachman Lassan went through the minds of Klal Yisrael also. And this is what we constantly needed, and perhaps we still need chizuk in this inyan, that we're in Golus, and Avada we're in Golus, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu in no way forgot about us, and that we just have to wait until the Zman of the Geula till we can go back to Eretz Yisrael. But this Melech, Belshazzar, according to his cheshbon, the Zman of the Geula came, the Geula was not there, and therefore he felt confident that he could take the clay HaMikdash and he could use them for himself. And we all know the story that happened, that in the middle of his party there was a hand that appeared on the wall, and the hand wrote certain words on the wall with Aydeines. This hand wrote certain words on the wall. Nobody was able to interpret it. Only Daniel was able to interpret what this hand meant. And Ve'ika, it was a Nevuah that the Melech of Paris of Modai is going to come and be Menatzeach over Bavel. This is going to be the end of the Malchus of Bavel. And Kachava, after a day, that night, the Melech Paris of Modai came and he conquered Bavel, took over the Malchus of Bavel. The Melech that was then the Melech over Paris HaMadai was Doryavash. He was a king the Melech Tayavash, he was the person that he ruled for a year. Melech Paras, he ruled for a year. And it was in his time that this Melech Tayavash sent into the Goyv HaArayis. He took Daniel and he threw him into the lion's den. And the reason for this was is because he had a gzeira that nobody is allowed to be mispalel, nobody's allowed to pray to anybody. The only one you could pray to was to him. All bakashas have to come to the Melech. And when he saw that he was being mevakesh from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so he threw him into the lion's den. And we know the Maisa that Daniel was saved from the lion's den. And then after him, the Melech Tayavosh was Melech Kairash, Melech Paras. And interesting, it says that he heard over that there was a Nevuah, this Melech Kairash heard over that there was a Nevuah from Yeshaya, that there will be a king whose name was Kairash, who will build the Beis HaMikdash, who will once again build the Beis HaMikdash for the Eden. And so after hearing about such a Nevuah, so he yelled up. So you see that in a Shemayim Epis, it was always known that he would be the king, and this was his job. So he called Zerubbabel. And again, Zerubbabel, the reason he called Zerubbabel was because he was a grandson of the Melech, of the former Melech of Yehuda. He called Zerubbabel, and he told Zerubbabel that he should take people back up to Eretz Yisrael and to build the second Beis HaMikdash. So it was Birshus, we have to remember this, that it was Birshus Melech Kairash. Not only was it with his Rishus, but he said that he would help us to build the Beis HaMikdash. So Kairash, the Melech, said, he called Zerubbabel, and he called Yehoshua Kohen Gadol. And by the way, this is the Haftarah that we learn in Parashas Baal Oischa, that we learn in Shabbos Chanukah. He called them and he said, listen, I understand from a Nevuah that the time is now that I'm supposed to help you to build the Beis HaMikdash. So Yevazoi, take with you the people and go back to Eretz Yisrael and build the second Beis HaMikdash. So it says that Zerubbabel and Yeshua Kohen Gadol took together 42,360 people, and he went back to Eretz Yisrael. They went back to Eretz Yisrael. They took together with them the Nevi'im, Haggai and Zechariah. They went back to Eretz Yisrael. So we're almost up to the last of the Nevi'im. Treyasar has down the end of the Nevi'im, so we're almost up to the end of the Nevi'im. So Haggai and Zechariah, and they went together with Zerubbabel, Yeshua, Kohen Gadol. They went back to Eretz Yisrael, and they went to build the Beis HaMikdash. It was through Haggai and Zechariah, these Nevi'im, that they were able to tell them exactly where the Makom HaMizbeach was supposed to be, and exactly how the Beis HaMikdash should be set up. And they started building the second Beis HaMikdash. Now, in Eretz Yisrael, and this is something that we have to know, because this is something that keeps on coming back to haunt us throughout the Tkufa of the second Beis HaMikdash. When the Aseres HaShvatim went into Golus, as we mentioned, Melech Ashur took the Aseres HaShvatim into Golus. Well, Melech Ashur didn't want to leave the whole area where the Aseres HaShvatim was. He didn't want to leave it desolate, because if you leave the country desolate, so it's going to get overgrown and wild animals are going to come there. So it says that he took people from Kusim, he took Kusim from the country of the Kusim, and he moved them into the Makam where the Aseres HaShvatim were, and he settled them there. So we now have in Eretz Yisrael people called Kusim who are living in Eretz Yisrael. We know also that while they were living in Eretz Yisrael, so their lions attacked them. And they understood that the reason that they're being attacked by these lions is because here they are, they're Goyim, and they're living in the Eretz HaKadosh, they're living in a place that's a holy place, belongs to Klal Yisrael, and they had no right to be there. So they decided that they're going to be Megayer. So these Kusim became Geirim. there's a machlokes in the Gemara if they are true gerim, if they're geri emes, or geri aroyos. They became gerim because of the lions. In other words, after the lions came, did they decide that they taka want to become gerim and they gerim gemurim? Or are they not real gerim, they just became gerim, they made believe that they're gerim in order to protect themselves from the lions, but really they don't have a halacha of Yisrael. So these are the people, these are the kusim I found in Eretz Yisrael, and we're going to discuss the kusim later on when we talk about Ezra, to sort of finalize their din, what kind of a halacha they had. But what we need to know is that there is this, they were Megayer, and the Gemara brings down that there's a machlokes if they're Geri Emes or Geri Arois. Now, when the Yidden came back up into Eretz Yisrael, they wanted to build the Beis Hamikdash, so the Kusim said that they want to help. So they're also Yidden, right? They came to Zerubbabel, and they told him, listen, you want to build the Beis Hamikdash, so we also want to build the Beis Hamikdash. We're Yidden, we want to participate in the building of the Beis Hamikdash. Now, the Yidden that came up, they saw that these Kusim were not legitimate, they weren't real. Whether they were Megayah, whether they weren't Megayah, we're going to learn soon that they weren't Noyig like Emesi Eden, and so therefore they didn't want to have anything to do with them. These Kusim realized that the Eden are going to build the Beis Hamikdash, and by building the Beis Hamikdash, they're going to have a major stronghold in Eretz Yisrael. That's going to be a focal point. They now, other Eden are going to come back to Eretz Yisrael, they're going to live in Eretz Yisrael. What's going to be with them? So the building of the Beis HaMikdash was not a good thing for the Kusim. So therefore these Kusim decided that they have to find a way to stop the Eden from building the Beis HaMikdash. The Kusim went to Melech Poras and they convinced Melech Poras to stop the Eden from building the Beis HaMikdash. They told Melech Poras that if they're going to build the Beis HaMikdash, that's going to cause them to ultimately revolt against him, to cause a revolution, they're going to break away from Poras. And so they were able to convince Melech Poras that to stop the Eden from building the Beis HaMikdash. So what we have is a Beis HaMikdash that was halfway built. And if you remember the Lashon in Megillas Esther, Ad Chatzi HaMalchus. So the Mefarshim over there will say, the Medrash says, Ad Chatzi HaMalchus refers to the other half of the Beis HaMikdash. So the Beis HaMikdash was halfway built and it was stopped because of the Kusim, and we're going to learn about these Kusim. They're always a thorn in our backs because of the Kusim, so the Beis HaMikdash was stopped from being built. Yidden that were living then in Bavel, many of the Yidden, there was again, there weren't all of the Eden didn't come up there, it's just so with the Zerubbabel. There were only a few thousand Eden. Everybody else was left in Bavel. And many of these Eden moved to the city, in the capital, which at that time was Shushan, which at that time was the capital of Paras, that we learn in the Medrash, that why was it the capital? Because Melech Paras wanted to build a kisei, he wanted to build himself a throne, which would be doyver to the throne of Shlomo HaMelech. And the place that it was found in Shushan, and that's the way that it landed up, the capital landed up in Shushan. Now, after this Maisa, so just to get this in line historically, Zerubbabel and Yeshua Kohen Gadol and the Nevi'im, as I mentioned, these two Nevi'im that went up with them, so they were found in Eretz Yisrael. And in this Tkufa, the Maisa of Purim took place. And what came out of the Maisa of Purim? I mean, we know the Maisa of Purim was is that Haman with Achashverosh wanted to destroy all of the Eden that were living all over the world. And we now can be Medayik in the Lashon of the Megillah. Yesh Am Echad Mefuza Mefeirot, that they were found, they were spread out through all of the Malchuts of Achashverosh. Now we know Achashverosh was the ruler over the whole world, or he was the ruler over the world that was known at that time. And Haman said that Achashverosh was maskim, that Klal Yisrael was mefuzer mefayrat. They were spread out throughout the malchus of Achashverosh. It was one of the reasons why Achashverosh thought that he could chalila be successful in destroying Klal Yisrael, because Klal Yisrael was within his hands, within his reach, because he was the melech over the whole world, and all of the countries that they were in were countries that he had control of. What we see from over here, from the Megillah, very, very clearly is that although we keep on talking about the fact that Melech Bavel took the Yidden to Bavel, the Nebuchadnezzar took the Yidden into Bavel, but at the same time they were spread throughout many, many different countries of the world. We're going to see later at Abar Loshna, at Abar Benel, that the Yidden was spread into Spain. There was a Yishuv in Spain, there were different Yishuvim in places in Europe. In some places it says that when Melech Bavel went to destroy the Beis HaMikdash, he took with him representatives of different countries. They all went with him in order to destroy the Beis HaMikdash. And when these people, these representatives of these different countries, when they went back home, so they took with them different Yidden to the countries that they came from. And that's the way that the Yidden were left spread throughout the world. Now, again, this is a very important principle that we're learning over here, a very important fact that we're learning, that after the Churban of the first Beis HaMikdash, the Rav of the Yidden went to Bavel, but at the same time, a good deal of the Yidden, not just in the Eseres HaShvatim, but a good deal of the Yidden went to many, many different countries of the world. They were spread throughout the Malchus of Achashverosh. What's important also to take note of in the Maisa of Purim is that Klal Yisrael was Nitzel not through a Nes Begolui, but through, it was a Matzav of Hester Ponim, and in this Matzav of Hester Ponim the Nes took place. Right? We all know that what's important for us to realize in the Maisa of Purim is that one fact led to another fact. If one looks over the whole story, one sees the Yad Hashem. But in that way, it was different than the Yeshuas that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought on Klal Yisrael after Yetzias Mitzrayim, in the Tkufas of the Shoftim, in the Tkufas HaNeviim, where Nisim took place. In the Maisa of Purim, it now became Kavua that never again, and whenever you make a Klal and you say never, so you always have to know that there are exceptions. So we're soon going to talk about one very startling exception. But if we talk about the cloud besides the exceptions, if we can talk about the rule, so the rule is that from this day on, from after the Churban of the first Beis HaMikdash on, no more will there be Nisim Begoli, no more will there be a change in Teva in order to save Klal Yisrael, or to see the Koyach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Yad Hashem and the Bria Al Yidei Nisim Geluyim. But from now on, in order to see the Yad Hashem in the Bria, we're going to have to study the Hashgacha, and we're going to have to study and see how the Hashgacha made protects us through bringing one Maisa, like a Maisa of Purim. The Maisa of Purim repeats itself constantly over and over again throughout our history, making it so that we are able to survive these 2,000 years in Golis. But again, as a rule, we have it, and again, the exception we're going to learn is the Maisa of Hanukkah, but as a rule, we're not anymore going to have Nisim Geluyim. Another thing that we have with the Maisa of Purim is the Kayach of the Chachamim to be Mani Klal Yisrael. Because we didn't have any more the Urim V'Tumim that we can go to ask Shilas from. And we're not going to have the Urim V'Tumim to be able to ask Shilas from. So who is it that's going to have that insight that Klal Yisrael needs? And even from a very practical angle, we need insight. We need tremendous insight to be able to survive. Again, if we look at it in a practical sense, we're supposed to survive 2,000 years in Golis, where everybody around us is trying to destroy us. This is not going to be. So we need somehow that somebody is out there has to be able to help us. If we're not going to be able to ask from the Urim V'Tumim, and we're not going to have Nevi'im that are going to be Nisnava from us soon, the Nevi'im will stop So how are we going to figure out how to maneuver this whole this existence in Golus to be able to work it out that we should be able to survive? Not to survive, but we have to survive as Yidden, survive as Shemitah Mitzvahs, you know, survive as the Am HaNivchor. So how are we supposed to do this if we don't have insight? And the answer is we do have insight. The insight from now on, we have to understand, is going to come from the Chachmei Yisroel, with the Das Torah that's going to come from Chachmei Yisroel. And again, that's a very important lesson that we have from the Mice of Pur. Again, Zerubbabel, let's go back into Eretz Yisroel. The Mice of Purim is finished, all taking place in Babel. Go back to Eretz Yisroel. Who's in Eretz Yisroel? Zerubbabel, with all of his people, they're in Eretz Yisroel. Beis HaMikdash is half built. And what's supposed to be? So at that time, there was Nachamol, there was a Hisiris to complete the building, the Beis HaMikdash. It was now a complete 70 years after the Churban. Chagi v'Zecharia, they were Ma'ir, the Yidden, that we have to finish building the Beis HaMikdash. They went back to Daryavash, and this is Daryavash Hasheni, the second Daryavash, and asked them once again, they should be able to complete building the Beis HaMikdash. There is a medrash that says that this Daryavash Hasheni, who gave them permission to build the second Beis HaMikdash, so he was an Einikol from Esther HaMalka, Einikol from Achashverosh, grandson of Achashverosh, also a grandson from Esther HaMalka. So now we know that why it is that we got permission to build the Beis HaMikdash. They, once again, through his help, through the help of this Daryavash, they started working on putting together, finishing off the second Beis HaMikdash, and after 4 years, they finished building the second Beis HaMikdash. After building this, after finishing to build the second Beis HaMikdash, so then there was somebody else who came up to Eretz Yisrael to join the Nevi'im, Chagi and Zechariah, that were already there. There was another Navi that came up to Eretz Yisrael to help them, and this is the Navi, this is Ezra HaSeifer. The Gemara says there are some who say that Ezra is Malachi, so that's the end of the Tkufas HaNaviim. But it was Ezra HaSeifer who went with the Rishus of the Malchus, and he now, after the Beis HaMikdash was complete, he went up to Eretz Yisrael to help to lead the people that were living in Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara asked the Shaila, that why is it that Ezra waited until them to go up to Eretz Yisrael? Why didn't Ezra go up to Eretz Yisrael before? Together, when the Eden went up originally to Eretz Yisrael. So the Gemara says that the reason was because he was a Talmud of Baruch ben Neri. We mentioned Baruch ben Neri was a Navi. He was a Talmud of Baruch ben Neri. And the Gemara says that as long as Baruch ben Neri was alive, and again, he was a Talmud, he didn't want to leave his Rebbe, even to go up to build the Beis HaMikdash. And the Gemara says, from over here we learn a very important limud. From here is a raya, Godol Shimush Talmidei Chachamim Yoyser Mibinyan Beis HaMikdash. So from here we learn a very important principle. To us, the most important thing in the world is to build the Beis HaMikdash. And to everybody, very, very important to build the Beis HaMikdash. So now we're learning that as important as it is to build the Beis HaMikdash, but Shimush Talmidei Chachamim is even more important. Now, what I'd like to do now is to discuss a Shaila, and I'd like to discuss it as a Shaila in Halacha Pashut, because L'chayre, this is a very basic Halacha Dika Shaila that we could ask. We mentioned that when Zerubbabel went up into Eretz Yisrael, he took with him approximately 42,000 Yidden. Now there were a lot more Yidden that were living in Eretz Yisrael. They didn't go up to Eretz Yisrael. How come they didn't go up to Eretz Yisrael? When Ezra came up to Eretz Yisrael, so the Gemara talks about how Ezra went up into Eretz Yisrael. He brought up over 1,000 people into Eretz Yisrael. Ezra brought up, when he went up to Eretz Yisrael, he brought up over 1,000 people into Eretz Yisrael. The question is, where was everybody else? How come the other Yidden that were living in Eretz Yisrael did not want to go up to Eretz Yisrael. Why didn't they go at least with Ezra? The Beis HaMikdash was already built. Why didn't they go with Ezra up into Eretz Yisrael? Now, Eliezer, we have to think about this question very seriously, because each and every one of us, if anybody asks anybody, would you like to go to Eretz Yisrael? Sure, everybody would like to go to Eretz Yisrael. Well, maybe with the situation now in Eretz Yisrael, we're afraid because of, you know, it's dangerous, whatever. But if it wouldn't be dangerous to live in Eretz Yisrael, who doesn't want to live in Eretz Yisrael? Everybody wants to live in Eretz Yisrael. That's our makom. As I mentioned, it's ingrained. Avas Eretz Yisrael, Pashut, is ingrained in Klal Yisrael even after 2,000 years. It's Avas Eretz Yisrael is ingrained in the. So here we have a mice with Zerubbabel that Kom puts together people to go with him up into Eretz Yisrael. And then finally the Beis HaMikdash is built, and Ezra goes up into Eretz Yisrael in order to build the Beis HaMikdash, and in order, after the Beis HaMikdash is built, and takes with him a handful of people, but the Roiv Minyan Ubinyan of the Yidden that were living, that were found throughout the world, did not go up with Ezra back to Eretz Yisrael. And this is an important principle we have to remember, that in the time of the second Beis HaMikdash, it was only a minority of people of Yidden that were living in Eretz Yisrael. The Ruba of the Yidden were living in Chutz La'aretz, always remained in Chutz La'aretz. And the question is why? Why didn't they go back to Eretz Yisrael? It's important. It's important for us today also to understand this. If they didn't go up to Eretz Yisrael, so maybe for that reason we shouldn't go up to Eretz Yisrael either. We have to understand this.